All right, that's it. I'm gonna say it. The clown thing needs to stop. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, let me be clear, I'm not afraid of clowns. Never have been. In fact, I've never even really understood the fear of clowns or colorophobia. To me, a clown has always been one of the most amicable creatures on Earth. It would be like having a fear of squirrels. The first time I even heard of someone who was afraid of clowns, I thought she was joking. But it turns out, colorophobia is not only real, statistics show that 1 in 7 people are afraid of clowns. Now, I get the fear of Stephen King's It, and the fact that a clown suit was the guise of choice for John Wayne Gacy, and I even had a friend explain to me that her fear of clowns stemmed from the fact that no matter how they felt or what their motives were, they always had a smile painted on their face, hiding their true identities and intentions. A creepy thought, yeah. But still not enough to spark any sort of fear in me. Now, as you've likely heard, creepy clowns have been recently popping up randomly all over the country, on the sides of roads and fast food restaurants. Some kids are even being arrested for making clown-related terroristic threats on their schools. This needs to stop. Not for the sake of those with colorophobia, not because the fact that we even have to worry about this makes the entire human race look ridiculous, but mainly because it's stupidly dangerous, mostly for the clowns. You see, thanks to the fight-or-flight response, a percentage of people will indeed run away, but the rest will naturally respond with physical violence. You'll only end up injured or worse. And here in the land of open carry, you're only asking for trouble. In all my years, I've never seen a growing trend more idiotically self-destructive. Willingly driving your car off a cliff is less dumb. Is a prank that sophomoric really worth dying over? Now, I'm sure a staggering majority of our listeners are smart enough not to do something so foolish, and I'm sure that even if you knew someone who would, you would strongly urge them against it. But if you're listening to this and you are one of those people, just stop. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.